The EPA announced earlier this month that greenhouse gas emissions are a threat to both public health and the environment. The news came right before the climate conference in Copenhagen. The EPA also sent a proposal to the White House that would limit greenhouse gas emissions regulations to only cover industrial facilities that emit over 25,000 tons per year. Rolf Skar is a senior campaigner for Greenpeace.
Well, it's an important first step to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from stationary sources. This rule, as proposed, would cover about one-third of the greenhouse gas pollution that the U.S. puts out each year. So that's a pretty big step, and we applaud that. It's a very politically difficult step to take, and so there have been some compromises made, including to exempt smaller sources of pollution. In other words, any company that emits less than 25,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent a year, that's been exempted for the rule for political reasons.
That's because Republican lawmakers who opposed the rule have claimed that the new regulations on greenhouse gas emissions would raise the costs for hospitals, restaurants, schools, or other small-scale facilities. Skar said that the new rule will put to rest claims that small businesses will be adversely affected by new greenhouse gas emissions regulations.
Sources that are smaller will not be covered by this part of the EPA authority. But we think that, in terms of the political fight and the hype around this move, it's going to be very difficult for polluters, large polluters, to keep claiming that this somehow impacts smaller mom-and-pop companies when it clearly does not.
Currently, the Clean Air Act requires facilities that emit 250 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions per year to install the best available technologies. Skar says this can be expensive for small-scale operations, and so the new rule will only require large-scale polluters to follow this standard.
Best available technologies are used to cut pollution, and that's something that I think will spur investments in green technology, green jobs, and will have long-term beneficial effects for both the U.S. economy and for our environment. We're going to see for the first time real powerful incentives, financial incentives, for U.S. businesses and polluters to do something different.
Critics say the new rule will violate the authority of the Clean Air Act by exempting small polluters. According to Environment and Energy Publishing, the Competitive Enterprise Institute has already hinted at filing future lawsuits against the rule. Skar said the opposition is typical of industrial resistance to regulation.
So big polluters are basically, again, finding any way to put a wrench in the system. They're threatening actually to challenge the tailoring rule in court to force the EPA to regulate the smaller mom-and-pop shops. But what they're doing here is a political game that will make the tailoring rule less popular and more difficult politically to enforce.
The proposed change is applauded by environmentalists and opposed by petroleum industry lobbyists. Today is the last day for public comment on the proposal. To find links to more information, visit our website at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.